For years, the city has paid the Greater Sitka Chamber of Commerce to run Visit Sitka, the city's visitor services program. But this past January, the chamber announced it would not be pursuing a new contract. After months of searching, the city got a bite this fall. At the Sitka Assembly meeting on December 16th, Planning and Community Development Director Amy Ainsley said the city received a joint submission from Element Agency and AgNewBeck Consulting for the contract.
Element Agency has been a subcontractor to the Chamber for the Visit Sitka contract for several years. They are very familiar with Sitka, and they do have some staff in Sitka, but they also have staff statewide and are, again, very familiar with Visit Sitka in providing primarily a lot of the promotional and marketing support, and they were very intimately involved in the development of the recently adopted 3-year strategic marketing plan.
At the meeting, the Assembly greenlit just over $300,000 in funding for the first 6 months of service. But when it came to approving the actual contract itself, there were reservations. City staff only had a partial draft contract ready for the meeting, and many Assembly members weren't comfortable giving the municipal administrator authority to move forward without seeing the final document. Here's Assembly Member Tim Pike.
It's not about trust, it's about responsibility, right? It's not that I don't trust John if we voted to have him executed that he'd bring back the contract we're after, but that's not my responsibility. My responsibility as an Assembly member is to vote on contracts, and I'm not going to vote for one that I haven't seen.
Some Assembly members worried that delaying a vote on the contract wouldn't allow sufficient transition time to hand over the Visit Sitka service from the chamber to the new operators. Assembly member Kevin Mosier said getting visitors to Sitka takes a lot of work.
And we have a really good thing going on, and I don't want to interrupt the services. I want continuity of service because I think it's really, really important. Tourism is basically our biggest industry now, and we have to continue doing that. And people are counting on the revenue from the tourism industry to help fund important things that they care about.
But ultimately, after much deliberation, including multiple amendments to the original motion, Assembly members voted unanimously to postpone a final vote on the contract until their January 13th meeting. Several Assembly members said they support the meat of the contract and only want to see changes to the legalese, things like outlining duties upon termination or length of contract. Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss said he intends to move forward with the contract once it's updated.
I intend to go forward with this. I intend to make this work. I'm excited to see a contractor who has already done this work for many, many years step up to the plate.
Under the proposed 5-year contract, after the first 6 months, the city would pay the contractor $587,000 a year with incremental increases over time. In Sitka, I'm Hope McKenney.